As we've been discussing this morning, the opposition has stepped up its pursuit of the Attorney-General George Brandis following the stunning resignation of the Solicitor-General Justin Gleeson yesterday. But Labor's real target is perhaps the Prime Minister.
Is he had an honourable man who told the truth and has lost his job. And we have a dishonourable man who told lies to Parliament and he's kept his job. And remember, once upon a time, Malcolm Turnbull was the great defender of liberty, spy catcher and all of that. The great defender of Australian liberty is now the hollowest politician in Australian politics. No wonder people are cynical.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten speaking in Perth last night. Well, Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, Justin Gleeson is the first Solicitor General to resign in 100 years. This is unprecedented. How much did the Attorney General, George Brandis, bring this position to a head like this, bring this on himself in a sense?
Well, obviously a lot. He didn't manage the initial complaint from the Solicitor General properly. His edict that all the requests for advice had to go through him was obviously very provocative for the Solicitor General. There was the whole argument about consultation. In that, I think both sides had some case, but also, when this was getting out of hand, George Brandis should have brought it back and managed it more effectively and found some acceptable way through. What's happened is that it's reached this point. The government is having yet another bad week, and it's only Tuesday. So I think that from the Brandis' point of view, from the government's point of view, it has been mishandled. I think there are also, though, faults on the side of the Solicitor General, in particular this question of whether he should have spoken to Mark Dreyfus when Mark Dreyfus rang during the election campaign.
Yes, the government has latched on to that. I spoke to Mark Dreyfus earlier, Michelle. He said there was absolutely nothing wrong with him calling the Solicitor General during the caretaker period. He said, I asked him two questions. Were you consulted? Was one question by the Attorney General before about this directions, and the second question, did you support this direction in terms of the path of advice from you to other ministers? He said there was nothing improper about that.
Well, there was nothing improper about his calling, but these were obviously political questions, and I think from the point of view of the Solicitor General, he either should have said, well, I don't want to get into that, or he should have answered those questions, as he did, but then said to the government, this is what I've done. You do have to be very careful in an election campaign. So this has allowed the opposition to get another hook in this argument.
And we heard earlier the grab from Mark Dreyfus about accusing this government basically of having a glass jaw, of not being able to take criticism. The controversy surrounding Barnaby Joyce and the former head of the Agriculture Department, Paul Grimes, that's deepened. Essentially, Labor says Paul Grimes was sacked last year for challenging the minister's integrity. And Mark Dreyfus also gave the example of the government's treatment of Gillian Triggs. Is there a pattern here that you see?
I think that there is something of a pattern, although I do think these are individual cases. Certainly the whole argument with Gillian Triggs, who's also got herself into some trouble in the last couple of weeks, but the long-running argument with Gillian Triggs was one in which the government was being very defensive over its own record on holding asylum seekers, and personalised it against Gillian Triggs to try and gain some traction. With the argument between Barnaby Joyce and his then departmental head, the immediate argument was over the Joyce office altering Hansard, but the wider argument was quite a deep division between the Barnaby Joyce view of the world and the more economic rationalist view that his departmental head held.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is chief political correspondent with The Conversation. It's 8 minutes to 8.